412-1340 with us on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line. He's in charge of operations for the Junior College Baseball World Series. Darren Coltonair joins us. Colt, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Jim. How you guys doing?
Doing well, doing well. Let's first talk about tickets for the Junior College World Series. We've had a conversation about this before. Tickets can only be bought online at JUCOGJ.org. How is that going? I know the tickets online got off to a sensational start. How's that going right now?
It's going as good as we'd hoped for. I think everyone's kind of bought in. The media has really gotten the word out. Facebook, you know, word of mouth. So we're pleasantly surprised. The next step is scanning and getting them in the stadium. So we know there'll be some hiccups come 9 a.m. day one of the World Series, but we're ready for it, and we hope everyone gets in and enjoys seeing some baseball.
And I know that you're looking for people, volunteers, to help scan tickets. So I know that you're reaching out, obviously, to committee members on the JUCO committee for that. Would that be extended to the members of the public, maybe retirees that would like to go out to the ballpark and spend some time out there? That you're just looking for people to help out with this, correct?
Yeah, I think at this point we've got our volunteers covered. We've asked some committee members to help out, and we're going to have some liaisons out there and you know, some sandwich boards as you're coming into the parking lot with scan the QR code and buy the tickets on your way in. So we'll have some people out there helping you troubleshoot. And, you know, we'll hope for the best.
Darren Coltonair with the JUCO Baseball Committee with us today on the Jim Davis Show on the team. Because I know that was one of the concerns about going online only. As for some of the older folks here in town that maybe are not the most tech savvy, that this could be a challenge for them. But you guys are going to have people out there that can help them get those tickets. It's not like they're going to not be able to go watch the games. There's going to be ways that they can get help in regard to getting those tickets.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we don't want to turn anyone away because they couldn't navigate their cell phone or find their tickets. So, you know, we're going to be there to help you get into the stadium and watch the World Series. Absolutely.
Darren Coltonair with the Alpine Bank Junior College Baseball World Series Committee with us today on the Team Sports Network. We now have two teams in, Darren. Of course, Miami-Dade qualified out of Florida the other day. We talked to their coach, Coach Morales, just the other day on the program about his Sharks ball club. And then a guy that, if you've been around Junior College Baseball World Series teams in the past, guy's been here a few times, Bobby Sproul of Shelton State, Alabama. Shelton State, they won their district. They're coming to Grand Junction. And Bobby Sproul, just a really fantastic coach, just a super good guy. Good to have Bobby Sproul and the Bucks back for the first time, Darren, since 2012.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it's exciting as we see these teams start to qualify and, you know, and then they start calling with questions and we get them lined up with photo shoots. And it's just great that student athletes now are competing for a championship after, you know, it was a long year off. And you know, we're just ecstatic as these teams qualify and we get every day we're a little bit closer to that first pitch. You know, we got eight more to qualify. So, you know, there's going to be some good baseball played and some broken hearts when their season ends, but we'll welcome everyone with open arms.
Absolutely. Darren Coltonair with the Alpine Bank JUCO Baseball Committee joining us today today on the Team Sports Network. Now for you, Darren, I mean, you've taken on a lot of additional responsibilities the last couple of years, and kind of take us through that a little bit, because I mean, you've been on the committee, you work at Home Loan, and you've obviously been around baseball all your life, had a tremendous career at Central High School, winning a state title there at New Mexico. And for you, the chance to still be involved in the game and to the level that you now are involved with it with the JUCO committee has to be just a blast, still being able to be involved in baseball, even if it's not on actually playing anymore on the diamond.
You're exactly right. You know, I'm not very good at throwing a ball anymore with some shoulder issues. So, you know, getting back out there, just being around baseball people, it just, you know, brings all those stories back. It's just such a great sport. It's really a small community amongst, you know, all 50 states. You kind of know someone who knows someone. And just, you know, if there's a way I can get back to this community, that allowed me to succeed. And obviously I work here, I live here, I raise my kids here. It's just an amazing event, and it's hard not to just get entrenched when you see 80 other volunteers just going to work and making this thing happen, because it's all volunteers. We don't have paid staff. It's really amazing to watch what's been built. It's hard not to just be a part of it.
It's truly a labor of love. Like you said, people volunteer. Nobody's paid for doing what they do on the JUCO committee. And so you're right. It definitely is a labor of love for a lot of people continuing on the tradition of the Junior College World Series that started all the way when it moved from Oklahoma back in the late 1950s. Darren Coltinary joining us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. So we've talked about tickets. Got Miami-Dade, we got Shelton State in, more qualifiers on the horizon as we get closer to Memorial Day weekend. Anything else, Darren, you want to let people know about in advance of the tournament? Maybe anything regarding parking or anything regarding what to expect when they get to the stadium? I know that checking bags and things like that has now become commonplace at most sporting events, and that will be once again part of making sure people are safe at the Junior College World Series. Anything you want to let people know about in advance right now that may be out of the ordinary or just something you want to remind people about out in front of the tournament?
Yeah, a great point. I would say just if you're worried about your tickets, just print them out day one as you're coming out and avoid using your phone, or if you're comfortable using your phone, do that. As far as, you know, it's going to be as normal as possible, and it's going to be the same baseball experience. Except player interaction, I guess that's the one thing we've really tried to put an emphasis on this year. Is it's all about those 10 teams competing for a championship, and you know, we've got to distance them from the public. We feel like that's our priority. That's we've communicated with the NJCAA there, and you know, like me growing up, asking for hats, autographs, and whatnot. You know, they're not going to be in the stands mingling and creating those relationships, or off their days off, meeting with host clubs. It's that part's going to be a little different, unfortunately. But you know, we'll look to get back to that next year, along with the banquet as well.
And of course, the return of the Challenger Games with the teams and things like that. Yeah, that'll be great when that's back next year. As well, I know a lot of coaches enjoy being involved in that, and their teams enjoy being involved in that. And so hopefully a return to that in 2022 at the Challenger Games. Hey, Darren.
Jim, I don't know if you've put it out there, but, you know, we're excited that last year during COVID, we signed an extension. We're in Grand Junction till 2044.
And yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. All the things I'm thinking about here, that's what they get. They signed the extension with the NJCAA. And so, yeah, junior the JUCO World Series is not going to be going anywhere anytime soon, which that is fantastic news that it's going to be locked in till 2044 here in town. And I know that there are more stadium upgrades on the horizon, some of the seat backs and things like that along the first baseline. Darren, I know that's kind of in the works down the road as well.
Absolutely. You know, there's bids out there right now that we're going to have some construction going on at Saplesio Field and Stoker Stadium come September, and it's extremely exciting with the user groups partnering up to make this happen. Obviously JUCO is one of those, and it's just that facility in the heart of Grand Junction is so much more than just, you know, 7 days of JUCO. It's high school baseball, it's CMU baseball, it's the Special Olympics, it's college football, and we're just happy to help continue to upgrade that facility and let, you know, like myself playing high school baseball, there's nothing better than toeing the mound at Saplesio Field as a 16-year-old kid. It's unbelievable.
No doubt about it. Darren Coltinary with us from the JUCO Baseball Committee on the Team Sports Network. All right, your alma mater, Central, playing Fruita today. Playing against my alma mater. Yeah, it's big game out at Central High School.
Jim, could you remind me who won a state title last?
I would believe
between Central and Fruita on the diamond.
Oh, you got to add that part.
Oh yeah, well that would be Central. That would, because I was there to call it.
Just checking to make sure that I was accurate on that.
Yeah.
I think we're still there for the semifinal game, actually.
Yeah, the game that you pitched in.
I've got the tape of you calling the game.
Seven, well, I 17 innings.
We needed more than one tape.
Yes.
17 innings. It's one of the longest games in state baseball tournament history. That game you guys had against Mullen, 17 innings. Yeah, that was a blast though, man. That was a fun. Sarasota, where Mark Johnson at Cherry Creek just set the record for wins in the state, and it was fun to see, of course, you guys with the run rule victory against Cherry Creek, and he just freaked out. That guy just totally freaked out.
Yeah, he's not used to getting smoked 10-0 in 5 innings.
No, he was not used to that at all.
But, I mean, hey, that's Western Slope, man. We just, you know, we got an uphill battle all the way. I mean, look at the Mavs right now. I heard you guys talking about that earlier this morning. And, you know, it's kind of like Western Slope versus Texas or Western Slope versus the Front Range. You know, we're just the little brother all the time. And, you know, you talk about putting a chip on someone's shoulder. I hope the Mavs just hand it to them.
I hope so too. Us against them, man. It seems like that's always the case. And hey, look, that was one of the highlights of my broadcasting career, getting to call that game when you guys won the state championship, that semifinal game, and then the title game. That was just an absolute thrill to get to do that. And so, anytime we win a title here on the Western Slope, I don't care where it comes from, it's always a good thing for us.
Absolutely.
Hey, Darren, I appreciate the time. Take care. Keep up the great work you're doing with JUCO. Thanks again. We'll see you soon.
All right. We'll see you at the yard.
All right. Take care. Darren Colchinary. And he was really good. Outstanding.